Welcome to another Cigar Federation cigar video review. Today we're going to be reviewing the Hammer Plus Sickle Hermitage No. 1. This is an interesting cigar I've not smoked before. Kind of looking forward to this, actually. I've been hearing a lot about Hammer and Sickle since the IPCPR. And Hermitage No. 1, it's Ecuador and Habano wrapper. And then the binder is Honduran Criollo. And then the filler is German tobacco, which I don't think I've smoked before, and Honduran tobacco. So that's German and Honduran filler. This is a 5x52. You can see it's a box press. Big fan of the box presses. Also comes in a Toro 6x54 and a 7x56 Churchill. I'm not sure what the MSRP on this is. I think it's around the 875 mark, but I'll have that for you in the written review. So without further ado, we'll get to the nosing, the pre-light, and get cracking this review. So before I get to lighting this bad boy, I'm going to definitely take a nose of this and see what we can pick up on the wrapper and the foot. Wrapper's definitely got that distinct fermented tobacco smell. It's unmistakable if you've ever been inside a curing barn. A little bit of barnyard underneath that. It's all at about a medium level, so we'll see about the foot here. Not a lot coming off the foot. Well, that's all right, because we're going to get smoking here. So, got a 52 ring gauge here, so I'm going to use a single torch. My patented, no, it's not patented, my lighting method that I use for all of my cigar reviews here. I'm going to turn up my lighter because it's cold out. And make sure we don't scorch the wrapper here. It is a cold day because my lighter does not want to light. All right, so she should be sufficiently lit here. Not a lot off the initial draw. A little bit of creamy cedar. Getting a little bit of spiciness off the retrohale. A little bit of sweet cedar. Well, we'll have to let this first third settle in. I'll take a couple sips of water here and cleanse my palate, and I'll be back. So as the first third starts to settle in here, getting some smoky elements, like almost like a peated smoke. Very well rounded. Getting a little bit of delayed pepper, but it's very, very light, very subtle. Not a lot of changes in the retrohale yet, so I'll check back in if there's any other flavor transitions. A couple minutes in, I'm getting a bit of post-draw leather. When I take a sip of water to cleanse my palate between draws, the leather is really coming out. But when I don't take water, it's kind of this creamy cedar leather post-draw. It's actually a really nice combination. Definitely at the medium category in terms of flavor strength. So, yeah, I'll keep smoking the first third. So at the 10-minute mark, the smoky quality is almost like a it's almost like a pipe tobacco in that it's got a lot of body to it, but it's not overpowering any of the palate. It's just, it's a lot of smokiness to get your head around, but again, it's not too intense. If I were to liken it to a whiskey, I'd say it's like an Oban or maybe a Talisker 10, where there's just this this nice smokiness, but it goes away. It's interesting. It's a very interesting start. As you can see, there's a generous amount of smoke production. At the 15-minute mark, there's this really nice creamy woodiness that's developing. Post-draw, I get, just at the end of the draw, I get an immediate blast of rich honey, like unpasteurized honey. It's quite tasty, but it only lasts for a second and then it's gone. It's almost like just a tiny taste of honey and then immediately gone. Very interesting. Nice thing about a box press cigar is it does rest comfortably in your mouth. You know, and you do have to change the blend to fit a box press Vitola. It's not just blending a typical Robusto and then changing it. So although this is a 5x52 Robusto, they would have had to tweak the tobacco that goes in it when they're blending it for a box press, because otherwise it's just not going to work. But smokes very well. The draw is excellent. Yeah, really enjoying the first third so far. Hitting the 30-minute mark, and the honey is really mixing in with the peaty smoke to provide a really interesting combination of sweet smoky. I'm not sure I've had this combination in a cigar before. It's really interesting. Got about 10 or 15 minutes left on the middle third, or the first third, pardon me, and start talking about the middle third. As the Hermitage number one transitions into the middle third here, there's some post-draw leather, and it's really taking over from the honey and peaty smoke that I was getting before. So, you know, maybe another minute or two before in the final, or maybe another minute or two before in the middle third here. Cold is affecting my brain, apparently. It's still that rich, smoky, savory on the retrohale. It's quite tasty. So we'll talk about the middle third in just a minute here. 50 minutes in, approaching the band here. Everything's kind of coming together in the middle third. All the cigars' flavors are really playing off of each other nicely. It's very, very balanced. Yeah, nothing really more to report. I'd say there's a little bit of pepper that stepped in, but not a lot of deviation from the flavors that are in the middle third, so it's very consistent, but again, I think the flavors are just playing off better in the middle third here. At the 1 hour mark, there's some chocolate coming through now, just rounding out the flavors. Finishing with a spicy cedar. Spices are very moot in compared to the cedar. The cedar is really the dominant flavor post-draw. A lot of cigar left, probably another 30, 40 minutes, so I'll keep checking in. Hour and 15 mark, really nothing else to report on in the middle third in terms of flavor changes. Pretty much getting into the final third here, so I'll check in the final third and see what other flavors come to the surface. In the final third, smoky flavors are really coming to the forefront here. And it's finishing with a leather. Now, the leather isn't really strong. It's about a medium minus, but it does linger between each draw. On the retrohale in the last third, there's this really nice sweet creaminess that's coming through, finishing cedar. It's kind of a good counterpoint to the leather on the draw. The retrohale is really smooth, so you can retrohale every couple of draws and really doesn't bite you. It doesn't have, like, with the sweet creaminess, it's very, very smooth. Wrapping up the review of the Hermitage number one, very good cigar. This is probably going to end up being a high 5-pack buy for me. Very interesting cigar. Really like that smokiness that was sort of present from start to finish. Very tasty. Hope everyone enjoyed this video review. Make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. And if you enjoyed this video review, appreciate a thumbs up and make sure to subscribe to our channel. Thanks very much.